Well, we have a lot of upcoming film news out of Hollywood right now for some strange reason. Magic Mike, which was a big hit last year.
Not a great movie, but a big hit.
It was a big hit. Well, it was Steven Soderbergh. It actually got some pretty good reviews, and it was well received on many, many levels. And Steven Soderbergh says he's retiring from directing. We'll see if that actually happens. But he said that even though he directed the last movie, he generally is supportive of Magic Mike 2. He's not going to direct it, but he might consider being the cinematographer or the director of photography if Channing Tatum actually decides that he wants to direct it. Or
and that would be his first project as director, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see what happens there. There's also going to be a Kenneth Branagh-directed live-action version of Cinderella that Disney's producing. And Sophie McShera, who is known as Daisy Mason in the Downton Abbey show that plays on PBS, has just been hired as one of the evil stepsisters. Lily James is going to play the Cinderella role. Holiday Granger from the Borgias is another one of the evil stepsisters. So Kate Blanchett's already hooked up with it. So that's coming together. It's supposed to be released in March of 2015, so it's a couple years off, but we'll see what
happens.
Sounds
like a great cast, though.
Yeah, it should be. And Kenneth Branagh's a compelling director. He's actually got a film coming out on December 25th. Jack Ryan is the name of that movie. And that's going to star Keira Knightley, who's also been attached to star in a Fox Searchlight film called The Other Typist, which is set in the 1920s. She's a very kind of traditional lady, but another woman in her office is a little more adventurous in a 1920s way and kind of introduces her into that more adventurous way of looking at speakeasies and all kinds of things that were wild and crazy about the 1920s. And Elizabeth Banks, who's got a role in The Hunger Games, has also been announced to play in Love and Mercy, which is a biopic on the Beach Boys, particularly Brian Wilson, the great composer. But mental illness is something that Brian Wilson struggles with, and this was part of this movie, Love and Mercy, which is up for some future production, but it's coming together. But the things that are in the theater this week, I think, are pretty exciting, especially in the art house dynamic, which probably isn't a surprise to anybody. And I have to be careful about how I pronounce this. Joss Wheaton. I always think I say Josh. Joss, and everyone thinks I say Josh. But anyway, Joss Wheaton, who you probably know from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Avengers, which was a big, big picture last year, Firefly, Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. He's a cult and mainstream. Well, he's very, very well thought of as a writer and director. And he has put together a production of Much Ado About Nothing, Shakespeare's classic comedy. He is a big Shakespeare aficionado, and he shot this film as kind of a palate cleanser after finishing the big budget, big time Hollywood film, The Avengers.
So he went low budget and put a new spin on Shakespeare.
That's right. It was shot in his home in 12 days.
his house? He must have a heck of a house.
Well, he's got a pool and everything. And it's very, it's been very well received. Tom Long from the Detroit News says it's a delightful mix of modern and Elizabethan, a sort of do it yourself reimagination of a true comic classic. Boston Globe says the film is a slapdash era of Mickey and Judy putting on a show in a barn, yet it's a genuine crowd pleaser, and the play's themes of pretense and revelation, ignorance and honesty, love lost and passion regained ring happily true. So Much Ado About Nothing, produced by Joss
Whedon. Sounds like I'm going to see my first Joss Whedon movie.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And then a film that's directed by Oscar-winning filmmaker Suzanne Beer, Danish director, a film called Love Is All You Need, named after the famous Beatles song. Mm-hmm. But it stars Trine Dreisholm, who is a Danish actress, and Pierce Brosnan, probably best known as James Bond. And they play this these two people who run into each other literally by accident in a not very pleasant way. Pierce Brosnan's character is, you know, a hard-charging businessman, kind of obnoxious in that way. And the Trin Dreisholm character is just a woman who's a little lost in middle age, and she caught her husband with a young coworker, and her son is about to get married, and come to find out, he's marrying Pierce Brosnan's daughter. And after a very rough, rocky start, they get to know each other better during the wedding process, which takes place in Italy. And it's the reviews on this film are also very nice. A lovely lark with a good head on its shoulders, according to Betsy Sarkey of the of Los Angeles Times. So it looks like a lot of fun. Love Is All You Need opens Friday. And then The Heat, it opens at your local multiplex. It stars Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy as Bullock is an FBI special agent, and Melissa McCarthy plays a foul-mouthed Boston cop, and they're both chasing after the same bad guys. There were no reviews on this.
I actually have a friend in Los Angeles who got to see it.
What did he say?
A lot of laugh out loud moments, but, you know, thematically as a movie, not much depth to it, but an enjoyable 90 minutes.
Yeah, one unknown reviewer to me said a script riddled with buddy cop cliches is saved by the fun dynamics of Bullock and McCarthy. So obviously two very fun performers.
Yeah, if you like those actresses, it'll be enjoyable.
Yeah, White House Down stars Channing Tatum from Magic Mike fame, and Jamie Foxx, who plays the President of the United States, and a terrorist group attacks Washington, D.C., holds the president hostage. Channing Tatum's character is a Capitol policeman who wanted to be a Secret Service guy but didn't quite make it, but by chance gets locked in with the president, and they end up protecting each other. Mostly Channing Tatum protects
the president, right?
The Jamie Foxx character. But there's a very fun little scene where Jamie Foxx comes up, you know, saves Channing Tatum's character by a picking up a gun off of one of the bad guys, but he has to put his glasses on first before he can shoot it. So that was kind of funny. The chemistry of the lead actors mitigates the contrived setup and a numbing explosion, according to USA Today. It's gotten less than 50% positive reviews, but if you like an action thriller or Jamie Foxx or Channing Tatum, you probably should go check it out.
Yeah, if you like Independence Day, you'll probably like it.
Yep, and our summer classic series is going at the Michigan Theater. There's also a movie most weeknights, if it's not raining, at the Top of the Park. But the classic film at the Michigan Theater this year is a true this week on Sunday and then next Tuesday is Duck Soup, the Mark Brothers film. I'm sorry, it's not Duck Soup. Some hold out that that's the favorite film, but Night at the Opera is actually playing at the Michigan Theater.
And that's
Theater.
The one that most people recognize as the true classic from the Marx Brothers.
Well, and Duck Soup as well. There's a Marx Brothers aficionados will argue about that. But A Night at the Opera has a lot of fun. There's a
I want to go to a place where that's the primary point of contention.
Which is greater than
somehow you're just fighting over whether Duck Soup or A Night at the Opera is
better. That's right. Well, that's going to be Sunday at 1:30 and next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then we also are initiating a new series this year, Summer Classics After Dark. So that's going to open up here pretty quick as well. So there's a lot to see at the multiplexes. There's a lot to see at your classic cinema. If you haven't seen some of the stuff that's already playing at the Michigan and State, go check it out. There's also a lot of stuff at the multiplex that you would like to see.
A lot of holdovers, yeah.
A lot of holdovers. A lot of folks like Superman, so you can go check that out. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody at the movies at the Top of the Park, at the Michigan Theater, at the State Theater, at your local multiplex. It's nice and cool and dry in your local multiplex.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and I hope you'll join us next week when we do it all again. It's Cinema Chat, and it's on 89.1 WEMU.